calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Could you speak up a little bit, please? I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Can I get your zip code so I can see what you have with this?
Okay, 63640.
And your first and last name?
Well, this is not, it's not an account that I have that I'm calling about. But my name is Nancy Lynch.
Can you repeat what you said, ma'am? Can you repeat that?
I do not have an account with you folks, but my name is Nancy Lynch.
All right, what's the problem that you have?
I am calling about a charge on my brother-in-law's Visa card because I don't know what Energy Consumer Tech Read is.
All right. Can I get the zip code to the card?
63640.
And the name on the card?
Louis G. Fabre, F-A-B-R-E.
You say 63640 or 50?
63640.
And how much was he charged?
Have you been able to find his account?
I'm not seeing anything right now. Can you spell his name for me?
Louis. Last name, F is in Frank, A-B-R-E. Are you having difficulty hearing me?
I hear you, but I mean, I have to spell the
name
out.
I thought maybe we didn't have a good connection.
And can you verify the shipping address?
1821 Oak Knoll, that's two words, Drive, Farmington, Missouri, 63640-7723.
Okay, I see he ordered the purifier and paid the $7.41 in shipping and handling. And when he paid that $7.41 in shipping and handling for the product to be shipped to him as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. When you join that Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online club, online gadgets club, the membership fee to that online gadgets club is $49.97.
Online what club? I'm sorry.
It's an online gadgets club.
Gadgets
where you ordered
club?
The purifier from.
The purifier for what?
That is what was ordered for $7.45 back in October.
So for $7.45, he had to pay $49.97.
That's a membership fee for the online gadgets club. It gives him a $125 gift card every month as long as he is a member.
And what is this used for?
It's used to buy more gadgets from their online gadget store.
Well, this Reed, Energy Consumer Tech Reed, R-E-A-D.
Yeah, it comes from an online consumer website.
Okay. I don't know if he was ever sent that.
He should have received it in his email.
Well, I know he hasn't used his email for quite some time. I am questioning this because the date was 1/03. He was in the hospital.
Yeah, it's a membership, so it's a monthly.
Before that, because he died on the 1st of January.
It's a membership, so it's a monthly thing. So when he ordered the product, the membership started on November the 3rd.
Okay. Well, I take it that you are just a clearinghouse for this. You're not.
We're a customer service, so we can look up accounts and see what people order from different companies that we service.
Okay. I have a question on him being charged this particular charge, because he was dead when this was the transfer date and also the post date. He was not even alive at that time.
All right. I explained it to you. He paid the $7.45 in shipping and handling on October the 29th. When he paid that shipping and handling for that product to be shipped to him as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club, which is an online gadget store. So when he ordered that product, the membership fee for that Factory Direct Savings Store is $49.97, and it gives him a $125 gift card every month as long as he is a member. So it's a membership.
I'm interrupting. I'm receiving his mail now, and no gift card has arrived.
And his email.
No gift card has arrived this month.
And his email.
It's on his email.
It's in his email. His email is loufab@charter.net.
Man, this was an over 90-year-old man. This has been a scam for him, I'm afraid. Wow. Okay, I'm going to contest that charge with my credit card company because he's being charged after he was dead. And that doesn't
if you want me to cancel the membership, I can cancel the membership. But that is what
well,
I signed up
for. I would
for.
Say you better because they're not going to get any money. He died on the first day of January. That's why I was concerned that that the dates on this was 103 and 104. And he was dead already when all of this took place. Nobody was looking at email at all, and I don't know how long he hadn't been looking at email, but I understand that he got on this, but yes, it has to be canceled, or they're going to be trying to get money from somebody that's not here anymore.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay. Oh, my land. You've been explaining me a lot.
All right, I have that canceled for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling the customer service. You have a great day.
Okay. I hope you are feeling better.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.